There it is. It is now happening where it wasn't before.
I'm waiting for the cut. Yes!
Hooray.
Oh my god. I'm
How was
so
it working?
Fucking smart.
How was it working before?
It wasn't.
No, I mean all the other times.
Because your kid didn't fuck it up in the meantime.
Yeah, but I was never I've never streamed audio input capture to you. I've always just streamed desktop audio to Twitch.
But then it was working on sheer, like, willpower, I guess.
Yeah. Alright, hi Felixa, how's it going?
Hey, it's great. I'm so glad we didn't have any technical difficulties yet.
Nothing we couldn't overcome. Nothing that working together we couldn't figure out.
What about I wear this bracelet for the entire episode and sometimes I like scratch my face like this?
Is that bracelet in a glass cup or a porcelain vase?
No, why?
It's certainly what it sounds like. Jangling around inside a fired terracotta flower pot.
Mm-mm. It's a necklace that has a bunch of like coin-shaped things attached.
Gotcha.
All stuff I gotta take with me.
Put it in your chest.
Yep, my chest of jewelry.
All right.
You're officially an old woman if you have a jewelry chest, I guess.
Well. Let's do a sync.
Okay.
Are you ready to sync?
To the bottom of the ocean, yes.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Sync. I just had sync instead of clapping. That was dumb.
What are your hands? Why can't you clap or use your keyboard, Felixa?
I have rings all over my hands. Yes, we can do it again. I can clap.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, cool.
Oh.
All right, that'll do. So, welcome to Pikmin. Welcome back to the world of Pikmin, Felixa. I saw that you sent me a video on Pikmin.
It's probably not very good.
I don't know. I've never watched it. It's popped up on my feed before, though. I don't know if it's just on YouTube recommends or...
It's this Kermit-sounding dude who's, like, not that interesting, actually.
Well, did you watch it?
No.
Oh, good. That's good. You just sent it to me because you know I like Pikmin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Yeah.
Oh. Great.
How would you trade our friendship by not watching it? So I don't know what to say.
Oh, I don't want to watch some Kermit frog voice man talk about.
Yeah.
Pikmin. I already like Pikmin.
Right. I wouldn't want to do that either.
That's so not true. I love Kermit the frog voice man talking about video games.
All of them?
Some of them.
Okay. I was gonna say, like, you're not picky.
I'm very picky, but Kermit the Frog Voice Man is not like a deal breaker for me enjoying a YouTube series. Oh, hang on. Oh, an alarm's going off. Felixa, I've got to go check it out. Bye, listeners. Bye,
yeah,
Felixa.
Sure. Bye. So that's basically the episode. How'd you like it? We had like an hour of technical difficulties before, so I'm glad we got this far, managed to record like an episode as amazing as whatever that just was. I can claim a free bridge.
Hey. Hi. What were you saying?
Ready for the next episode? What? I just concluded the episode for you.
Thanks. All right, welcome to the next episode, listeners. Felixa, what happened in the episode before last episode?
You played Pikmin.
That's right.
Not for a fact.
We explored the distant spring. We broke down some bombable walls. And then we explored around a bit, I think, to the sort of northeast of the map, maybe? If my map reading skills are up to scratch. And then we encountered an arena with an armored cannon beetle in it. Right?
Sure.
So, this episode, we should go fight it.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. There's one of these armored cannon beetles at the Forest of Hope. And it's guarding the very last part in the Forest of Hope. And there's a whole bunch more parts here in the Distant Spring to get. So I think I want to break up the monotony a bit by going back to the Forest of Hope, beating that cannon beetle, and then coming here to the Distant Spring again. How's that sound?
Breaking up the monotony.
Yeah, instead of just staying in one location for too long. Let's zip back to the Forest of Hope, which we need to do anyway to get all the parts. We'll beat the cannon beetle there and get the part. And then we'll come back to the Distant Spring. You know?
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty wild. But I guess if you're insistent.
Yeah. I'm pretty insistent. Yeah. Oh, hey, here's our stats from last episode.
Oh, wow.
We're doing pretty okay. I mean, 484 Pikmin deaths is not okay. But days remaining 11 and parts remaining 8 is okay.
I mean, it depends which side you're on, right?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Alright, let's make some moves. Let's make some moves towards the Forest of Hope.
Okay.
That's this one here. One last part in the Forest of Hope. We're going to need to fight through some bulb orbs.
You know what's changed? I still have to, like, get into my head.
Which change?
I now have 2 ear holes instead of 1. I only had 1 ear hole for most of my life. Like in the earlobe.
For earrings.
Yes.
So, you say whenever ear hole.
Whenever I bought like studs or something to put in there, it always, you know, just had to be 1.
Yeah.
And now, if I look at all of these, there's like some where I'm like, oh, I only have 1. Well, that just doesn't work. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. There's this one red star that I was wearing for, like, most of my life, and I can't wear it anymore, kind of. Unless I want to go all asymmetrical, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you were doing that before.
That's true, but I'm currently thinking about a very specific outfit, like, that I am going to wear to a party in, like, a week where there's, like, 150 people or something. And
oh, wow.
Like, classy.
Wow, that's crazy. 150 yeah. people? Yuck.
Uh-huh.
No thanks.
Yeah, and I'm going to have a surgery a week after, so hopefully I don't, you know, like, become infected with the coronavirus.
Yeah, that'd suck.
That would be a bummer. But I'm taking that risk because it's a party.
A big glitzy party. You want to wear a white dress and some nice shoes.
Yup.
Cool.
That's correct.
And 1 red star earring stud.
No. But maybe these this pair of bee earrings.
Oh, bees.
Can I show you the pair of bee earrings? Do you have the capacity to look at that while also playing Pikmin?
Yeah, sure. Let's pluck these bits of grass. Yeah, let me move the window. Yeah. Chuck it in the shed.
Uh-huh. I'll chuck it in the shed.
Listeners to the podcast, I'm just waiting for Felixa to send me a picture of some bee earrings. Unless she said beer earrings. Oh, they're so cute. Oh, they're so cute.
Right?
Yeah. They're like little porcelain? Or are they modeling clay or are they plastic?
I don't know how to tell that apart.
Yeah, they're really cute. They're like fat little bees. All right.
Yeah, more like bumblebees.
Yeah. I'm gonna get this beetle. Never really fought this guy before.
Oh my god, what happened to the stream? Holy shit. Let me send you a picture of that as well.
Oh, sure.
And then you probably have to restart it or something.
I'll restart it in a tick. So.
What the fuck?
Listeners, I'm engaging a cannon beetle in combat. I threw a Pikmin into its little sucky snooter there, and you can see it kind of. Oh yeah, that stream is no good.
I'll reconnect the Pikmin.
When its suck hole is blocked by a Pikmin, the cannon beetle.
Okay, it's fixed.
Amazing. Has to vent hot air from its back, I think.
Is that what you were talking about? What you were fighting last time?
Yeah, I didn't get to fight it last time.
Ooh. It's currently venting hot air for all your Pikmin into the disgusting, you know,
into
flesh.
The inner workings, yeah. It's kind of like made of metal sort of thing. Oop!
Yeah.
I should have been throwing Pikmin. A bunch of them just got killed.
Is anthracite an English word?
Anthracite? No.
There's anthracite in German. I wonder what it's in. Because that's what it looks like to be made of.
Oh. Is that some kind of metal?
It might be some kind of stone.
Ah, shit! Oh, it just did a real good attack on us. Okay, good, good. I think this is its final moments. This time for sure. I'm throwing Pikmin at it. Oh no. I think it'll survive another cycle. God damn it. Okay, here we go. The death of the beetle is imminent.
It is anthracite. Yeah, you're just uneducated.
Well, fuck you too. What the hell is anthracite? I've never heard of anthracite.
It's a form of stone coal.
Stone coal? Stone
Steve
coal
Austin.
Steve Austin. What is it? What is stone coal?
Well, apparently you can also say bituminous coal or black coal.
Bituminous.
Yes, bituminous coal. In German, it's just Steinkohle.
Stone coal.
Yeah.
So what word were you saying that the beetle's back looks like?
Entracite. Yes.
Well, and what context do you use this phrase in Germany all the time?
What, the word anthracite?
Yeah.
This is the episode of I'm having to send you pictures in Discord, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That beetle's back, I've, like...
Yeah, here, look at this.
Okay. I'm looking in Discord. Anthracite.
But the picture, that looks like the beetle.
Does it?
Kinda.
The inside.
It's black.
Okay.
Well, no, not the shell.
The shell. Oh, okay.
Well, it's black.
It's black, yeah. Anthracite.
Yeah.
A type of coal. Okay. Wow. It's the highest energy density of all types of coal and has the highest ranking of coals. And the fewest impurities, anthracite.
I feel like I had some, you know, like... Yeah, that's my coal. That's good values of the coal that I have now introduced to you. Like, yeah. I have some agency and those values.
Wow. Thanks for introducing me to anthracite. I'm sure, my house will be
so much
warmer from now on. I'll be able to go down to the shop.
I hope you're
going to
have a lot of
some.
Fun with my anthracite.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Felixa, what did we find behind the anthracite beetle?
More anthracite? Well... Maybe we found my radiation canopy. Canopy?
Yeah.
This turns the harsh radiation of deep space I'm second guessing all of my pronunciations. This turns the harsh radiation of deep space into soft infrared rays that are easy on the body. On the body. I'll sleep like a baby once I get this back to the ship.
All right.
So self-conscious now. Don't even know why.
Yeah. Me neither.
I'll drink some juice.
That'll help.
Ugh! The way it's like compact and on its back like a spider that died, that's disgusting.
I don't quite have enough pigment to drag its corpse back. Just one shot. There we are. Do we want this to boost the blue population?
Oh, I don't know. You seem to hardly be using anything else anymore.
Yeah. Well, I might need
some. Which sounds like a... I think that's a mistake.
Yeah. So let's like,
eventually the Protoss are gonna counter you with a bunch of, like, scarabs, probably, and you're gonna wish you would have had some more diversity in your troops.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, scarabs.
Better worst. Reavers. Reaver drop. Don't forget to build the scarabs.
Radiation canopy. I'll have to inspect it later to make sure it hasn't cracked. I'll be in for even more trouble if I have any radiation leaks. 23 out of 30 parts. Alright.
Oh, I have another thing.
Oh.
A psychological anomaly.
Oh. Okay.
Is it time for this?
Yeah, of course. Tell me your psychological anomaly.
Remember my problems with timers and video games as a child?
Of course, yeah.
Of course. So, I just remembered there in StarCraft, I used to get into StarCraft, and then I noticed that there are some units that can damage your own units. And on top of that, there were some units where you had to keep rebuilding their ammo as if their ammo was units, because they would like shoot these scarabs and they would deplete and you would have to remember to buy new ones all the time. And these units were also capable of damaging your own units with like splash damage. I'm talking like catapults and ballistas in Warcraft 2, and scarabs and siege tanks and shit in StarCraft. And now I just remembered, I would never ever use these units in StarCraft. I would discover that they could damage your own units. And I would be like, no, I'm never gonna use that unit ever for nothing. And I really disliked doing that, but I didn't have a better solution. And now when I play the games, of course, I'm using all of the units and I just, you know, try to be careful. And if I happen to not be careful enough, some units die. Oh, well. But I wasn't able to deal with that. That if I wouldn't pay attention, I could kill myself effectively. And I don't know why. And it's definitely somehow related to that timer thing.
Yeah.
Odd, huh?
Yeah, odd.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's relatable to someone. Like, the timer thing is definitely relatable to me.
It also reminds me of Pikmin a little bit, like why I don't like Pikmin. Because of this whole, if I don't pay attention and fuck up, I might... Maybe it's because I didn't... Like, if you do something like that, you have, like, a huge army and you have, like, this big capability of fucking yourself over with your own units. And if it happens, you're, like, so angry and so, like, helpless. Because there's nobody to blame but yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't want that to happen, I don't know. And Pikmin kind of feels like it has similar pitfalls, where you can fuck yourself over just by being bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there is even splash damage in Pikmin, the yellow ones with the bombs.
Exactly, yeah, I was thinking that.
That's exactly that. If that would happen to me, being like 13 or something, I would... Like, I wouldn't... play the video game, which is exactly what I did.
Yeah, I definitely... So, I would never have played this game as a kid, I don't think. I have to be an adult who appreciates it. Oof. Oof. That could have been better.
What? Did you even have any casualties?
Yeah. Six. Six casualties.
Oh, and I didn't see the little ghosts.
Yeah, I think they sort of... they were sort of in its body, hidden inside its body.
Okay.
But I like did that pregnancy. All... Yeah. 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 I did that all just to get the one sprout that was planted up there. So I got that.
Mm.
At the cost of six other lives.
Ah, that's maybe not ideal.
No, but then I killed the Bulborb and its body is being dragged back and it'll turn into 20 other Pikmin or something like that. 15 maybe, I don't know. Alright, well there's nothing left for us here. Let me just do some grass. And then we'll move back to the thingo.
You know Battletech?
I know Battletech.
You do?
Yeah. Battletech video games? With the mechs?
Battletech in general, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a TV show too, right?
It's also books. I have Battletech 59 here.
Wow.
I just bought that on eBay.
That's a lot of books.
No, it's just one book.
It implies a lot of books.
That's true. It does. I'm gonna read this. I'm somehow... I like switched out manga for novels, right? A while ago.
What?
Like I stopped reading books and I started reading manga.
Right. That's the opposite of what I thought you meant. I thought that over the last week you had swapped manga for books. I was like, what?
It's kind of what might happen now because I'm kind of done with manga for the time being. I read like through so many that I'm now reading manga that I'm not really that interested in.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
So I think I'm going to switch back to books. And I have a couple here that I'm going to take with me.
Cool.
To read.
Including Battletech 59?
Including Battletech 59 Stürmer des Schicksals.
Yeah. Do you think I can kill that? Ah! Never mind.
And the coolest thing is that I played a Battletech video game way back when.
Yep.
So when I read this book, I'm expecting to be like, oh my god, I know what kind of like mech they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I played that game, you know.
Yeah, that sounds right. So here's a question. Have you read Battletech 1 through 48 or whatever?
No.
You'll just sort of join the story right in the middle.
Yeah, that's like Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
I didn't start with one, I started with two.
Mm.
I didn't know why it was such a big deal that you were controlling Raiden. I just enjoyed the game.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everything's so dusty. Yeah, anyway.
Just quickly grabbing a bunch of pellet posies. Oh no! Oh, sheer grub. Oh, get out of there, guys. Oh no! Let's get him. Cool.
Yeah. Also, my girlfriend is reading so fucking much that I feel like I have to...
Yeah, you gotta put in the effort.
Proper... Yeah, just... I have these books that I was meaning to read a while ago and I haven't, so I'm gonna...
All right.
Hmm.
I think I'm ready to go. Is there some sprouts that I heard sprouting? No. I got 100, I got 100. I got 100, 100, 100. We're all good. Okay. That was a relatively successful day. I got the last part from this area. I never have to come back here. I get to see the charts go up. Pikmin population
nice.
Go up.
Awesome.
Do you ever
do you
swim
a little bit? I'm having plans to go swimming again.
Go to a pool? Point. Like a communal swimming pool?
Yeah, that's the plan. Like an indoor...
Public pool.
Public pool, yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go do that tomorrow.
Nice. But I want to swim for, like, sport, not for, like... Oh, I'm having so much fun in the water.
Yeah. No, oh, don't worry. I don't have fun.
Yeah. Fun's overrated.
Yeah, fun's overrated. That's why I play Pikmin.
You want to hear a little bit of Gilgamesh?
Gilgamesh? The ancient epic?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, why not? But okay. First, tell me a little bit about Dwarf and Spotty Bulborbs, Felixa.
Dwarf and Spotty Bulborbs. Spotty? The most plentiful species on the planet. They are quite ferocious despite their appearance, using their massive jaws to swallow Pikmin whole. Frontal assaults result in disaster. Attacks from behind are more successful. Attacking their legs is also effective.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh! I got more yellows than blues. That's weird.
Wow. That's odd.
I guess that beetle was worth a lot. It was a significant beetle body. Why would I want to hear about Gilgamesh? What's so good about Gilgamesh? What does Gilgamesh do? Who's Gilgamesh?
Well, that's like one of the oldest...
Yeah, sure, but who is he? Who's his mum? What's his house like?
Well, all of this and more is being discussed in this little book here.
The Epic of Gilgamesh?
Exactly.
By Gilgamesh?
No, translated by Andrew George. And I don't know who wrote it, I guess. Translated with an introduction by Andrew George. Oh, is that actually like supposed to mean translated from the original fucking stone tablets? Like, this is not his original work. Sure. Here, maybe this little story can make you interested in Gilgamesh.
Oh, please.
Preface. My first encounter with the magic of Gilgamesh came as a boy when I read this book's predecessor in the Penguin Classic series, Nancy Sandar's prose synthesis of the ancient poems, The Epic of Gilgamesh, 1960.
Uh-huh.
At university, I was given the happy opportunity of reading some of the cuneiform text of the epic under the guidance of the foremost expert in Babylonian literature, W.G. Lambert.
Lambert.
The work of recovering the text of Gilgamesh from the original clay tablets and preparing what will be only the third scholarly edition of the Babylonian epic has been my principal object of research for the past dozen years.
Oh.
Blah 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 blah. Wow. Ever since the first modern translations were published more than 100 years ago, the Gilgamesh epic has been recognized as one of the great masterpieces of world literature.
Great.
One of the early translations by the German Assyriologist Arthur Ungnad so inspired the poet Rainer Marie Rilke in 1916 that he became almost intoxicated with pleasure and wonder.
Wow, this sounds like an amazing book.
He met.
Wow.
Right? Gilgamesh, he declared, is stupendous. For him, the epic was first and foremost das Epos der Todesfurcht, the epic about the fear of death.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, what an interesting little book.
Yeah.
I should also read this one.
Oh so God, wait, what's the deal with... Who's Gilgamesh? You didn't answer my Gilgamesh questions.
Okay, give me a second. I didn't read the book yet.
Oh, okay. You don't know. Fair enough.
Well, not yet.
Killed the thing. I killed the goddamn anthracats beetle or whatever. Felixa, I have discovered the bowsprit. This means it's your turn when we drag it back to the ship. With this piece installed, my ship should regain some of its sleek shape.
When are we playing Vampire's Dawn 2, by the way?
Oh, shit. Let's do that before we do Mr. Kark. Part 2.
Yeah, sure. I guess by now I'm kind of set up to play video games again instead of just looking at them.
Oh, if you prefer to do Mr. Kark Part 2, you can do that too.
I mean, I would like to continue Mystic Arc before we forget how we ended, you know?
Yeah.
And I still remember how we ended. So we're still kind of good on that. And I don't think I'm going to forget anytime soon because we were in this fucking melon food land.
Yeah. We were in a melon food land.
Yeah. After we just flooded the cat desert with water.
Yeah.
That's a very good point to really stop for a long time on, because we're not going to forget that.
Yeah, it's a really good point to play some Pikmin 1.
True.
Alright. So, I lost 2 Pikmin to that beetle. That fight went way better than the first fight. Maybe the red Pikmin do more damage in Pikmin 1. My next step is going to be gather up a whole bunch of blue Pikmin and we're going to get in the water because there's a bunch of parts in the water and in watery zones.
What would you rather read, Gilgamesh or the Divine Comedy?
I'd read Gilgamesh. Yeah, I'd much rather read Gilgamesh than the Divine Comedy, I think.
Why is that?
Just sort of more interested.
What? The Divine Comedy has a whole bunch of amazing pictures.
Oh, pictures, sure. Wait, is the Divine Comedy Dante? Is that Dante?
Yep, that's it.
And it's like, the seventh circle of hell is reserved for demons with goat heads and people who do this go there, or whatever.
Yep.
Your turn to read the bowsprit.
Bowsprit. The so-called face of the dolphin. In point of fact, I designed it.
Nice. 24 out of 30 parts recovered. 5 more till it's boss time. So there's the bowsprit up on top. Looks like a Pokeball.
Wow. Oh
right.
My god, the Divine Comedy is long.
Yeah. I'd read some Milton. I'd be interested in reading Milton.
What's Milton?
No, wait. Milton is Paradise Lost. Who's the one who did, what is it, goddamn, you know, the Miller's Daughter, the Blacksmith's Son, oh shit, Felixa, my brain is letting me down. My brain is betraying me. Oh, goddamn it. No, oh, goddamn it. So many Pikmin just got sprouted. I should have left. Oh my god, look at them all. Oh my god.
Why is that bad?
Because now I have to pluck every single one, whereas if I had kept all of my 100 red Pikmin out in the field, all of these sprouts would have germinated internally, inside the onion itself. Now here's me picking them all up like a doofus, when they could have just gone inside the thing.
That's...
Not Canterbury Tales, is it Canterbury Tales?
What? Oh.
Did Milton do Canterbury Tales? Who did Canterbury Tales? What the fuck is Canterbury Tales? I don't know. I'd totally read Gilgamesh. Tell me how it goes. What is he? Was he a cool guy? Does he have a sword? Does Gilgamesh have a sword?
Oh, that's cool. There's some incredibly OG book recommendations at the end of Gilgamesh.
What?
Like, imagine there's like a Watch Mojo, the best 10 movies of 2022, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is like a Watch Mojo, the best fucking first books that were ever written.
Right. Oh, you enjoyed the Epic of Gilgamesh. Why not try the Epic of, you know, yeah, Gloggmolstein.
Well, we got the Iliad by Homer.
Oh, sure.
And there's like a little tagline. Look at me, I am the son of a great man. A goddess was my mother. Yet death and inexorable destiny are waiting for me.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little, a longer blurb about it. We also got The Odyssey by Homer. I long to reach my home and see the day of my return. It is my never-failing wish. Then we got The Songs of the South, an ancient Chinese anthology of poems by Ku Yuan and other poets.
Oh.
From of old things have always been the same. Why should I complain of the men of today?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You got Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. We got Greek Tragedy by nobody. The Aeneid by Virgil. The Analects by Confucius.
Mm.
City of God by Saint Augustine. The Tale of Genji by Murasaki Shikibu. Holy shit, my girlfriend is reading that.
Oh.
And the Pillow Book by Sei Shunagon.
Yes, sure sounds like some books.
Yep, those are like the books.
Those are like the books.
Yep.
Cool. Wonder which is the best one of them. Do you want to read them all and then tell me which is the best?
No, I'm not good enough at books.
Which one are you going to read? Gilgamesh?
None. I'm probably going to read Battletech.
What about Gilgamesh? You were on all about Gilgamesh.
I'm not smart enough for Gilgamesh.
Oh, try reading Gilgamesh and then tell me all about Gilgamesh.
I would just
Gilgamesh.
Read it to impress my girlfriend, honestly.
Yeah, you'll do that too. Impress me as well.
I don't want to impress people. I want to have fun.
Ah! A dumple!
Oh, no, not a dumple.
Yeah, there's like three dumples here. They're guarding this goddamn blustery blowhog. But it's okay. I can kite the blowhog away. I don't have to worry about the dumples at all. Ah! The fucking dumple! Ah, the dumple's chomping on my Pokemon! Oh no, more dumples! Ah, we just got blasted! All three dumples are attacking. My entire Pikmin got... Ah! They got deflowered by the blowhog. We're killing a dumple, but the dumple's killing us. We killed all three dumples, and now to deal with this blowhog.
Ah, deflowered by the blowhog.
Look at them all, they're all just leaves. But we're gonna get this blowhog. I'll tell you why. Because I think there's a ship part inside it.
Inside of the blowhog?
Bingo.
How'd you
tell
know?
Me about it. Because there was a big star in this area of the map where there was nothing but a bunch of dumples and a blowhog.
Ah.
Felixa.
Should I read this?
Yeah, tell me about it.
I found my interstellar radio. Not only does it emit a constant SOS signal, it also broadcasts voices from space that will brighten up my moments of boredom. The dolphin, while comfortable, becomes quite a lonely place in the depth of the night.
Olama likes to listen to the radio.
Oh.
That's nice. Wow, look at all these leaf Pikmin.
Look at them.
Yeah, so we lost 7, I believe, to the dumples. Oh no! Ah, no! No, 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 no! Oh god, fucking damn it. Look at all those ghosts. Those idiot Pikmin, they just walked past a pair of dumples. They're gonna walk past more, aren't they?
Yeah, isn't that like an escort mission, effectively?
I guess so. Alright, let's go get these dumples proactively. Look at them. Oh no, they're chomping. Yeah.
You didn't hear that.
I heard like a doodle-doodle-doo.
Yeah, I'm playing my dinosaur mating game.
Yeah, your dinosaur mating game.
Mm-hmm. I love it when dinosaurs mate. I'm not a furry doll.
You're a scaly. a pycnofibery, maybe.
No, I'm just an idle game enjoyer.
Ah, sure.
I need 88,000 Allosauruses. You kidding me?
That's a lot of Allosauruses.
Yeah, and then I need to sell them for like, what, 5 crystals. But okay.
Imagine if I could get another part. I might. No. No, there's not quite enough time in the day. Oh, look at that one right there.
I'm gonna go. I could sell my park for 121 fossils now, and I could double them with my 60 crystals. What do you think?
Yeah, do it. Absolutely.
I might want to wait until the next challenge. Yeah, I should wait for the next challenge.
Next dinosaur challenge.
Basically, yeah. You get 24 hours to make as much money as possible, and then you get like special bonuses.
Dinosaur bonuses.
Basically, yeah. You get bonuses onto your dinosaurs.
Oh.
I have an update, actually.
Oh, yeah?
In the world of idle games.
Oh.
I remember the browser game that I played 20 years ago. It's called O-Game.
O-Game.
It's about planets. You have a planet and you have metal and crystal mines and shit. Uh-huh. And you play it in your browser. You basically just click on a thing and it's like, yep, building it. Come back in 2 hours when it's done. And you do.
That sounds good. I never played O-Game.
It's fucking good. And there's O-Game for mobile now, so I'm playing it on my phone. And the fucked up thing with O-Game is, like all these other idle games, they're just on my phone, right? They sync with like the cloud or whatever, but I'm alone.
Yeah.
In O-Game, I can click on the Galaxy tab and I can see that I'm in Galaxy 1, Solar System 361, on Planet 11.
Wow.
There's a thing that you gotta read.
Yeah, Interstellar Radio. This part will send out a daily SOS signal. I have so little time remaining, though, that I have no option but to continue my search rather than waiting for a rescue party. Having to collect every part is a bit overwhelming, but I get the impression not all parts are needed to fly the ship. Okay, 25 out of 30 parts. In 4 more parts, we can take on the boss. Alright, we've got we got 100 Pikmin. Yeah, so O-Game, you're like in a wider universe, an interconnected universe with other people also playing O-Game?
Exactly, I'm on the server, and there's like...
O-Game server?
There's 4 different galaxies on the server, and each galaxy has like 360 solar systems, and each solar system has like 15 planets. And the planets have like moons and shit.
While I wait for the end of the day. Yeah, cool, I love moons.
So I have already colonized the next planet in the solar system. My first planet is called Dump, and the second is called Dump 2. And I'm currently researching astrophysics level 4, so I can colonize the next planet and call it Dump 3.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, a little up the solar system, there's people called Baseline, Einmal Ente Süßsauer, Commodore Tycho and shit.
Uh-huh.
And if I click on them, it says they're strong and like bandit lords. And this guy is rank 120 and he's like next door. I'm ranked 2675. So I fear that once I've built up enough, this guy will just come knock at my door like a 10 trillion fucking death destroy us and kill me.
Can that happen? Can you kill each other in this
idle clicking game? Back when I played that, like when I was 12 or something, people would write me messages like, hey, I'm about to send 20 million Star Destroyers your way. Give me all your deuterium or your toast. And I would give them all my deuterium. Or I wouldn't, and I would be toast.
Oh my god.
That's pretty interesting. I currently have 18 rocket launchers, 18 light lasers, and one heavy laser to guard my home planet dump. But I don't think it's going to help very much.
No. A planet's pretty big, and 18 rocket launchers. I don't know how evenly you could distribute them, you know, to defend against the Star Destroyers.
That's true. There's more cannons I can research and shit. Anti-ballistic missiles, interplanetary missiles, which shoot missiles at other planets and shit.
Sounds hard. It sounds like a hard game.
Well, so far nobody has fucked with me, so I'm just sitting here blissfully building shit. And I hope this will continue.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Oh, 21 days since impact. If I can just find 5 more parts, the Dolphin will be fully rebuilt. But time has grown short. I must not flag in my search. Even if I cannot recover every piece, I'll not give up. Surely some of these parts aren't absolutely necessary. I can almost see my smiling family, says Olimar. Okay. Whoa, look at that red population. Sprouted 78 today. The Pikmin population is 802. I forgot how to read numbers for a second there.
Oh yeah, I get
that. We've got 335 red Pikmin, 239 yellow Pikmin, and 228 blue Pikmin. Days remain 9. Parts remain 5. We're doing maybe okay. We might not, like, I mean, we'll either get the good ending or the average ending at this rate. We're not going to get bad ending Olimar.
Bad ending Olimar.
Yeah.
I just left my first review on this food delivery order.
Oh. Wasn't expecting rice. Rice? Question mark? Really? Question mark?
No, I gave them full stars and wrote, very delicious and healthy, smiley face.
Oh, good. Well done. That's nice of you.
They're like right down the street, and they opened in like a place that had a patakery. What?
A patakery?
No.
A patisserie?
Where you get... No. Fuck. Where you get your medicine.
An apothecary. A chemist. We say chemist.
A chemist?
Yeah.
What? Why do I have 34 tabs open on my phone? That's not necessary.
Oh, how many have I got? Let's see. I mean, can I beat 34? 49. Shit, my alarms are going off. Goodbye, Felix. I'll be back in a second.
Goodbye.